We are learning Masechtas Gittin Dav Tzadik Omad Aleph, the last plot in Masechtas Gittin. Zok the Mishnah, Veshami Oimim Lo Yigarish Odom Es Ishtayom Ki Motzu Ba Dova Erva. Shenema Ki Motzu Ba Erva As Dova. According to Veshami, you're only allowed to give a get if so a person found in by his wife a Dva Erva. She was Mizana with someone, she wasn't being Tzanua, Prutzois, like the Mishnah in Ksuba says, different examples of someone who's chayiv to divorce his wife. So if he finds a dova erva by his wife, then he gives a get. Beis Hillel says, you don't need dafka dova erva. Afiluk dicho tafshiloi, shenema ki motzo ba erva as dova. Even if she just ruins the tafshil, which means she burnt the tafshil. Rashi says there's basically three ways of burning the tafshil. Either you burnt it, or you dried it out, or you salted it too much. So then that's also a reason to divorce the wife. Why? It's a lashon davar. Ever is davar. Davar means any davar sirchan, anything that bothers him. Rabbi Kiva Imer, and the reason is because she wasn't so careful to take care of him. Rabbi Kiva Imer, afilu matzah acheres na'imena. Even if he finds someone else that was nicer than this wife, he could let her divorce her. Shenem avahoyim loisim sechem beinav. So we have three shittas in the Mishnah. Veshamai holds dafka dvar erva. Basil holds anything that she does wrong. And Rakiva says, he does nothing wrong. He just likes someone else better. He's allowed to divorce his wife. Zogdim Mara, Tanya. Omru Basil Le Beishamai. Basil Tanya is to Beishamai. Lekvarnema Dova. It doesn't just say Erva, it says Dova. So Dova means anything you found with her, you could divorce her. So what do you do with the word Dova? Omru Le Beishamai. Lekvarnema Ervas. It says Ervas. Amru lehem beis Hillel im nema ervas v'lo nema davar ha'yisiyem mishum erva teitze mishum davar lo teitze. I would have said that mishum erva you give a get davar not l'kach nema davar. That's what says davar. Even if you find something that you did wrong, we're not dafka adva erva, you're allowed to divorce her. V'lo nema davar v'lo nema ervas. If you said davar and you didn't say ervas, yisiyem mishum davar t'nos lachar. If she gets divorced because of davar, she can get remarried to someone else. But if it's because of erva, she's not allowed to get married to someone else. Kach nema erva. So according to Beis Hillel, ervas davar is two different things, and ervas is teaching us you can divorce her for dvar erva, and she's letting him get married to someone else. And davar is teaching us that alone is a reason to divorce her.
What if you ervas,
she's
allowed to marry someone
else? No, it says in the pasuk, it says afterwards that she says in that parasha that she's going to marry someone else. And even though she got divorced because of Erva, she still could maybe marry someone else. And we'll see with the Gemara that if someone wants to divorce his wife for not the right reason, Besdin forces him not to divorce his wife. That's why it's the gay. You have to have, according to Beis Shammai and Basil, you have to have a reason to divorce. According to Beis Shammai, it's a Dvar Erva. And according to Beis Hillel, either a Dvar Erva or Stama Dava also is a reason, a grounds for divorce. Well, Beis Shammai, how do I overlay? What does Beis Shammai do with the word dava? Because you're saying ervas means dvar ervas. What's dava? So Beis Shammai says, you need it for this following drasha. Nema kan dava, v'nema lahalon dava. Apishnayim edim apishayish edim yakum dava. It says by mamonis apishnayim edim apishayish edim yakum dava. We learn that malahalom just like by mamon. B'shnei edim yidafka tu edim avka b'shnei edim. So that's what needs the word Dava. So Gemara Tanya is back. Okay, Basil, of course, agrees to the drasha of Dava, Dava, Mimama, that Dva ever needs two Edim. So how does Basil make his drasha? So the Gemara, Basil, Miksiv Erva Bedava. Does it say you have to have the Erva Bedava? Doesn't say that. It says Erva's Dava. Ubeshame Miksiv Oi Erva Oi Dava. Basil, Hachiksiv Erva's Dava. The Mashma Achim Mashma Achim. Basil says, since it didn't say erva b'dava, you see, the word dava is not dafka going on the word erva. It sounds like it's a separate thing. On the other hand, the word dava is still there. You can make the hekesh, the gzeres shava, dava, dava, mammon. But it's not dafka talking about by erva, because it doesn't say erva b'dava. It says erva as dava, and it teaches us that both things are true. Both are true, erva and dava, and also there's two grounds for divorce. And number two, the word dava is not a dava dava mama, that you're not allowed to pass in a dvar erva until you have a dava borer, a clear thing, ayde edim. According to
which, you can't divorce your wife unless you know she's mizana.
You can't have. No, I don't know if dafka that's to be true like that. If you have two edim, that's a dava borer. But that's a dava borer, just like two edim. Balakaponim, but you would have to have that. Yeah, any time. According to Beisham, we're talking about a case over here that, according to Beisham, we're saying the fact of the matter is that it's something that she's mechuyev to divorce. You have to know for sure this is the way it is. Yeah, you have to have edim. You have to, it has to be davar bar, 100%. Yeah, it's one of the things that you mechuyev to divorce, according to Beisham. Like the Mishnah Ksubas says certain things. So you have to have clear edim. What you saw it yourself, it's also just goes edim. You want to know if you saw it yourself, then it'll also be the same thing. But it has to be a davar bar. It can't just be a rumor. So what's the machlokes between Bisham and Basil on one end and Rakiva on the other end? Bisham is still learning that only but Matzah Be'Eras Dava could you divorce. It's grounds of divorce. Rakiva says, as long as the Matzah Chaim Be'Enav. So the Gemara is going to say, it's totally in the machlokes I learned the Pasuk. In the Pasuk it says, Ki yikach ish ishom ba'ala, so how do you learn? So Gemara says it's totally in the different translations of the word ki. Ki mashma v'dalos shoynis. Ki has the mashmois in the Torah four different translations. Either it means e, which is like im, if, or dilma, which means like pen, maybe. Ella means not only this. And daha means like asher. I'll give you some examples. The pasuk says, ki yimotze bekir b'cha, ba'achat terecha, Hashem ha'Hashem ha'kecha, no yislecha, isha isha, shiyase sarah b'nei Hashem ha'kecha, lava b'risa. That ki is also an im, if you find someone in your midst who's not doing the right thing. Or ki yikari kan zipur, if you find a bird that you have to suach kam with. That's lashon ki, which means im. Sometimes it means ella. What do you mean? With an example like that. It says when Sarah Menu left, so, batekach is Sarah leimar loy tzachachti, ki yoreya, vayoyim aloy ki tzachach, no, you did laugh. So it means ella. It says, vayoyim aloy ki tzachach, it says, no, you did laugh. Ella, it means like lashon of ella. And there's other examples, like sikpoy says, yodchach ki besayach tiftach, means don't close your hands, ella, open your hand. So that's Ella. So we had Im and Ella. What's the case of pen? The pasuk says, "Kisoyim rabul vavcha, rabim hagoyim ha'elo imani." That there's so many, the goyim are too big. I can't leuchal arisham, echuchal arisham. How could we get rid of them? Leisira mehem zochatiskar. So what's key there? It doesn't mean if. It says it means maybe. Kisoyim maybe you'll say vavcha rabim ha'elo imani echuchal arisham leisira mehem. That's lashon of pen. And then there's a lashon of deha. It's like because. It's like the beginning of the pasuk of sorrow. It says it's about the kachesh sorrow lemor lo yitzachokti ki yireya. Ki yireya means because you were scared. That's what it means in a place. So you have four different translations in the word ki. And Rashi gives other examples. Like actually, a famous Rashi got a pasuk ki vasus pare berichboy, a pasuk in the Oz Yashir. It's a mashma of Rashi. It's not part of the pasuk of Oz Yashir because Rashi says, therefore, Vatikach Miriam Achaisa. It's famous Rashi for the Oilam when they learn, they say Pshat from Oz Yashir, they bring this Rashi. Back upon him, we have four different ways of learning ki. A ki. So, Beshame Savri, and also Beshil also, Vahoyo Loisim Sechem Beinav, why didn't she find in your eyes ki Matzabar Vesdavar, which means Daha? Because Daha Matzabar Vesdavar. That's how Beshame and Beshil ties to work ki. And therefore, the loisim sechem beinav is not standalone reason. It's because of the matzav arvas dava. For Rabbi Kiva Sava, ki matzav arvas dava is inami matzav arvas dava. It's a different thing. He learns that the word here ki means im. There's two different things. V'hoyom loisim sechem beinav ki matzav arvas dava means and im matzav arvas dava. Two different things. Then that's grounds for divorce. So the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rishon Mezil is had a tight ki. Is ki a reason for the thing before that? Or it's a new thing, it's im, it's an inami. Amar Papa Rava, loy matzah b'loy erva v'loy dava maha. What's the halacha if a person did not find a dava erva in his wife, or any dava like Beis Hillel, that the dava, she burnt the tafshel, she wasn't careful. No, you didn't find anything, you divorced her. What's the halacha? Mahu. Rashi says the shaila is, do you force her to take her back or not? Does Beis Din force him to take her back? So Amalei, 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 Amalei It says, Gabi Oinis Mefata, that if someone's Ma'anis, a woman, he has to marry her and keep her. And say, Layuchel Shach Kol Yomav. And the law is, Kol Yomav Amay V'Hachzikai. Even if you actually divorce, you have to take her back. So it's Mavuyer that without that Pasik, even though it's a Chiv to stay married to her, if you divorced her, there wouldn't be a din. Without the Layuchel Shach Kol Yomav, after this drasha, you would say that you're not Mechiv to take her back. So Hasam to go Rachmana, V'Hacha Ma'ad Avad Avad. Once he did it, it's done. Avada, it's also to divorce your wife for no reason. Kavuvuyin is Gemara. The Gemara even has a tzad that we would force him to take her back. But the Gemara says, since it's a special pasuk by Oinis to teach us that the Yuchu Shach Koyom was Mashma, everywhere else, we don't have that halacha. You don't force him to take her back. Omer Rav Sharshal Rava. Im Liboy Lagarash, if someone plans on divorcing his wife, Vihi Yishavis Tachdov Mishamashtoi. And she's doesn't chap, and she's taking care of him. Mishmashah lav dafka means tashu, she's any type of service. She's making him supper. As a meal in his heart, he plans on divorcing her. It's like a gnevis das. Mao, what's the halacha? Now Rashi says, yes, oinis b'davar eloi. So Gemara says, kari aleha, huh? Oh yeah, oinis, another do oinis. It's new Gemara now, new Gemara. Oh my God, libra legarsha, brand new Gemara. Libra legarsha, we share his title, I didn't see word oinis. I didn't see word oinis anywhere. It says, yes, oinish bedava oiloi. Is there an oinish or not? Is there something wrong? Is there something wrong here? Im libra legarshiv yeshevas tachta mishmashta. Now, what's the halacha? Is there an oinish in what he's doing that he has in his heart to divorce her? And she is sitting there thinking that she's married. Kari aleha. So he answered, the pasuk says, al tachroish al reacha ra vu yeshev lebetach itcha. Don't think on your friend or your wife, Ra'av, who, and the person thinks that everything's gevaldik. So it's clear, it's Adafka, they think it's gevaldik. They don't know that they have something's wrong, then there's no taina here. But the taina is that if he has in mind to divorce her and she thinks everything's going great, that is a taina. And the Gemara Shah was now, if there are oinish or not, the Gemara means to say, yeah, there's a lav, there is a oinish to that. Tanya, we're going to the Braisa, Hoya Reme Yoimre. Kashem Shadeya is Bemachal, just like when it comes to food, we'll see, some people are bigger istinous, they're more picky than other people. Kach Deya is Benoshim. There are different deyas, how much people are makbid what their wife does. Yeshcha Adam, Shazvub Neifel Zech Kaisai, some people, if a fly falls into their kais, Vizarkai, and they throw it out, Ve'enoi Shaseu. They throw it out and they don't drink it. That's what they do. So that's what people do. You have to realize that in those days, people had much more value for food and for money. So by then, they threw it out because they were istinous. Today, people throw it out because they have no value of anything. They have to throw it out. It's not right. But in those days, they had a value for it. And they still threw it out, even though there was a zvuv. But if it's a kaisa, they were very, very big istinous. That's the person, Mamaychal. Same thing you have by Isha also. Zui Midas, Papas Ben Yehuda, Shainel for Ishtai, Vyaitse. Papas Ben Yehuda, every time he left the house, he locked the door. And he did not let his wife go out. This the Rashi says, Papas Ben Yehuda was the Baila Shel Miriam Megadla Neshaya. She was a hairdresser, and it's revealed in the Gemaras in Sanhedrin that she was Mezana. It could be something. This has Shaychas to Yoshko. Also, you have to look at the Gemara, the Al Kapodim. This
he ended up in prison with a Bekiva, no?
Yeah, there could be. I don't remember that part, but could be. Like upon him, it won't happen. She was Mazana. Why? Because when you lock her up and you make it so hard for her, so then you're asking for problems. But like upon him, that was Papas Ben Yehuda, who was very makbid on his wife. Some people, the zvuv falls into their kais, they throw out the bug. But she said, drink the cup. That is a normal person. They let their wife talk with their brothers, the kreiver and the other kreivim manicha, and you leave her alone. That's fine. The bug falls into their tamchoi. Here it changes from koisei to tamchoi. Rosh Hashanah says because tamchoi is usually hot. Koisei is cold. Tamchoi is usually hot. It means you're getting extra bleas from the bug.
I think the first case it says he goes out the zoo and he doesn't drink it. I'm just saying that
what
the whole thing.
What?
The first case.
Yeah. No, Vizarka means the whole. I'm saying once Vizarka threw out there.
Case, it says
right.
You, you takes out the fly and he doesn't drink. He throws it out.
So maybe it's in his house. Maybe it's in his house. He can throw a whole cup of wine in the house and pour it down the drain or something. He throws out the bug and the drink he doesn't drink. He pours it into a place where there's water. He's not going to throw it. I guess that. If the zvuv falls into his plate of hot food, he sucks out the bug and eats it. So that's ready is a midah, a very not istanist midah when it comes to food. Zui midas adam ra. Shirayas ishto, he sees his wife, yoitza goes out, she goes out with a hair uncovered, with tova b'shuk, she sews, she weaves in the shuk, which means it hangs out in the open. Upruma mishneitzadeha, and she her sides of her body are open. Rashi al tzil yodav near her elbows. Kederach adoymiyah shevitzarfas shebsara near mitzideim. Tzarfas, I think it's France. So like Rashi is saying, like the prutzim, which today would be like a very tzenua for the goyim. Vereichos im bnei adam, and she washes im bnei adam. She bathed im bnei adam. These are all cases of Adam Ra, who's not to make for his wife. Frey the Gemara, Bnei Adam Sakadaitach, then it wouldn't just be a mitzvah, it would be a chiev. If she actually bathes with other men, then the loch is a chiev to divorce her. El b'mokoyim shemnei Adam reichtzim. She bathes in the places where men are, and the men are leaving, she's coming in, that's the time. So zum mitzvah natar legarsha. By this type of isha, it's a mitzvah legarsha. Shenema ki motzaba ervas dava v'shulch v'beis av halcha v'yishah. Gemara says something like motzaba ervas dava. And Tosis points out that he brings down from Rashi. Then they all them sakad aydach pirish v'kuntres. Im kerem reglayim v'dava shzaynehi v'asur loy v'choyv legarsha z'chiyv tam legarsha loy mitzvah. So Frank Tosis the v'kasha da tava v'shulch v'yitzer resha peruah nami choyv legarsha. We know the Mishnah Ksuba says that someone's Iveris Adasi Hudis, you give her a get and she does not get a Ksuba. Do you have to divorce her or not? So the Gemara in Saita declares the Shaila, and the Gemara is Loi Hivshita. So therefore, it's a Chiv even there, at Safik. So Efet Taisis, that given the Boye Besaita, Loi Havel under Abban and Kama, so therefore, Shabbat Mitzvah Lagarsha, Vazu Chayv Lagarsha Menatayr, it's a Chiv Menatayr. And another pshat says, "Why does Shafarish raise this from the Adam Ra's cash like this? That even Adam Ra will not be soivul zem ishtoi to let her bathe with other men. Oh yeah, feel a kalish of a kalish in Isaac. No one even would do that. And that's the Gemara's cash is. It's two pshat the Gemara's kasha im neyam sakadai. If you Rashi cash is, it's a chiyuv, not a mitzvah. And the other pshat is, like Tais is saying, is that a person will not be soivul that from his wife, or the wife itself will never do such sort of thing." The pasuk says, "V'shulchem base of halcha vayisosh achar, a kos of kari achar." The pasuk calls the ish who she marries someone else now. She has a second marriage. It's called the achar. Why is it called the achar? Loi mara she'im ben zugoi l'rishoin. That this second husband is not the same type as the first husband. Zeh hoitzi rishon base. So the first husband was an upstanding Jew. He threw out of the house. But zeh hichnis rishon base. This person brought a rasha into her house. So, like Tais points out, that even if you're a Hillel, you can learn this pasuk Acher, because it says Erva also, according to the Hillel. Erva is Dava. It's going on the word Erva, but it says Acher. So, Zacha, if the Sheini was Zacha, Shilcha, he divorces her. Shenemar, Usenea Isha Acheroin, Usenea Isha Acheroin, and he gives it again. Mlav, but if that second husband holds on to her, Kevrasai. What ends up happening is she will bury him. He will die. Shenemar, Oki Yomas Isha Achron. Kedayu Bemisa. Shezeh Hoitzi Rishon Sech Beisai. Bezeh Hichnes Rishon Sech Beisai. This person was Moitzi Rishon Mi Beisai. Bezeh Hichnes Rishon Sech Beisai. Zogti Gemara Vaita. It says in the Pasuk, Kisone Shalach. That's the Pasuk says. And we're going to darshan on this Pasuk. It's a pasuk in Malachi, Kisoni Shalach, and Mchlekes Hadash in this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Im Soneisa Shalach, if you hate her, send her out. Rashi says it means like Rabbi Kiva. With Dash meaning like Rabbi Kiva holds, that even if you just don't like her, for no reason at all, you'll have to send her out. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Sonu Yehameshaleach, which is Rashi's Girsa, Sonu Meshaleach, means that even if it's Hillel, if someone divorces his wife, for shloike din, so then the even fibesila, which we don't force you not to divorce, still tsunihu, which means like this. Basila says if she burns a tafshel, so you're allowed to give her a get. Zokti Gemara, Zokti Reichan, Soni HaMeshlech. But Hashem doesn't like this person. A person who sends out his wife for burning the tafshel, Soni HaMeshlech. Like Rashi, like this. Is the Gavasi Soni HaMeshlech, Vzushimati, Soni HaMeshlech, Vyamakim. Vafil Basila, Nehidlo Kafina Shalahoitzi, Miru Sonihu. Even Basila says he's allowed to divorce her for burning the tafshel, and we don't force her not to divorce, but still he's a Sonihu. So it's Master from Rashi, that if it would be Shalahoitzi at all, Stam, because he didn't like her, that's you're divorcing her. Bezdin would get involved and said, you're not allowed to divorce her. That's what would come out. Like we're going to Gemara Amar also, where it's a Shaila Vayuchel Shalcha. There's the Indian that Bezdin gets involved and says, you cannot divorce her for no reason. But here, we have a reason, we let the divorce go through, but still Sonny HaMashalach. And Gemara says, Loi Pligi, Tam Machaikas. Ha Bezug Rishon, Ha Bezug Sheni. That means Bezug Rishon, you should not divorce the wife unless she did a Dvar Ava. But if she just burnt the tafshel, you cannot divorce her. Ha Bezug Sheni, there is different. You could divorce her. And if you mashma, Bezug Sheni, you even could divorce her in Sineisa like Rabbi Kiva. Because Rashi learns, Sineisa Shlach means like Rabbi Kiva. It happens to be the Ritvah from Kisviyad learns a little different. He learns that Zug Rishon, you only can be Megarish only if she burns the tafshel. He doesn't learn like, that means like Rabbi Kiva. But like upon him, Bezug Rishon and Zug Sheni, Zug Rishon means if a Bachar and a Basula marry, that's called Zug Rishon. There's a first marriage, and they both were a Bachar and a Basula. That has a different level. That marriage there, you don't divorce unless there's a Dvar Evo, a Ktichat Tafshilo. Dom Rav Elazar, called Megarish Ishtar Rishonoi. Anyone was Megarish, his first wife. And Phil Mizbeach married love the Mayas. Even Mizbeach cries on this. Shenemar, Vezois Shenis Tasu Kusois Dimas Mizbeach Hashem. Tears will cover the Mizbeach Hashem, Bechiva Anaka, crying and sighing. Ma'ain oit pnois el mincha. Ma'ain oit pnois el mincha. I don't want to turn anymore to the mincha. V'lekachas rotsoi miyadchem. V'amartam al ma'a. Al ki Hashem heid bein cho bein eishes til recha asher ata begarata bo. V'chavet cho v'eishes brisecha. And this is eishes brisecha, your first wife. Now why does Mizbeach cry? There's a shidim shot, don't say one shot over. They usually, a first couple, they usually are young, they can have children. And when they have children, the wife brings kabbonis, so he led us. So now Mizbeach is crying, they're not going to get kabbonis anymore. They're not going to get kabbonis anymore because this first zug is getting divorced. That's one of the pshatim in why Mizbeach is murdered over Tmoyes. There's other pshatim, Baruch Aponim, Baruch Hashem, we finish Mesechus Gittin, Hadrun Allah, Hamagarish, Uslikalei, Mesechus Gittin, Mazel Tov.